and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We are down to the last eight in the BDO World Darts Championship. The quarterfinals coming up on Friday afternoon and into the evening as well. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. Yes, very well indeed.
Good. You had a pretty good time of things in the second round, John. You got most of it correct, even correct scores along the way as well. So did you enjoy the second round?
Yes, there were some very, very good games. And if you remember on the first day when you asked me about the competition so far, I quite honestly and forthrightly said that I hadn't been over-impressed with the first round matches, but fully expected things to pick up as some of the, let's put it this way, deadwood. And there is some deadwood in the first round and the preliminaries. When they had been disposed of, then it would warm up and it'll get even hotter now because they're all good players and they're all going to give a good account of themselves. And we've seen some terrific games in the second round. We're going to see even better games, I think, as the tournament moves into its final stages. Yes, I got six out of the eight correct in terms of the result, and four of those with the correct score. In one or two cases, I picked an either-or correct score, but got them right. So I hope people have profited, because I certainly haven't. I didn't have a bet on them.
It's always the way, isn't it?
Silly. Yes. Silly me.
Oh, dear. But hopefully there'll be a few people with a few quid in the back pocket and you can guide them in the right direction in the quarters, John.
Well, let's hope so. Of course, the further you go in the tournament, the more difficult it becomes because the players are more closely matched and even more greatly motivated. So, but we do our best. We'll give it a go. Yes. One can only express one's opinion.
Exactly, yes. It's a game of opinions. Let's get stuck into the quarterfinals, and the first of them is Brian Dawson against Scott Mitchell. It's at around 10 past one this afternoon. Brian Dawson is 3-1. Scott Mitchell is 2-9. Brian Dawson got the better of Madaz Razma, beating Razmataz 4-3 in the last 16. Scott Mitchell beat Gidde Voss 4-2, an average 93. So pretty good performances from both of those two. John, which way do you see this quarterfinal going?
Yes, it's an all-English affair, and I mentioned, didn't I, last time about the absence of Dutchmen at this stage in the competition, indeed, even in the second round. So, predominantly English players. And Scott Mitchell, I mentioned, has had a quite fantastic year, British Open champion. That really does take some winning, and I saw him do that commentating for Eurosport. And he's won other events as well. He won a tournament in Belgium, the Top of Ghent tournament. I quietly tipped him to win this tournament, to be honest, along with one or two other possibilities. But he's one of my strongest tips. And I did suggest that Brian Dawson would struggle in his second round game against our old friend Razmataz. But in fairness to him, he came through 4-3. I described him as a steady, determined, if somewhat one-paced sort of player without that extra gear. And he's certainly going to need that extra gear against Scott Mitchell, who, again, he tends to be one-paced, but at a higher level, I would suggest, than Brian Dawson. But occasionally pulls out the really, really breathtaking finishes, and he's got that extra bit of quality. So I would suggest Scott Mitchell this by 5-2.
Okay, 5-2 in favour of Scott Mitchell. That's 7-2 on the William Hill website, but Scott Mitchell to progress there. The second of the quarterfinals is Ross Montgomery against Martin Adams. It's at 2:15-ish, and well, both of these players played very well in the last 16. Ross Montgomery averaged 97.29 in battering Scott Waits 4-0. Martin Adams beat Jim Windmeyer in the same scoreline in relatively easy fashion. So how do you see this one going, John?
Well, based on their previous round performances, this is the match of the round. And, of course, Scotland against England, you've got the current Scottish captain against the former England captain, Martin Adams, a legend, of course, and three times champion. This is a game not to be missed. I just have the feeling that Adams is the more consistent player of the two, that Ross Montgomery, averaging 97 And as you say, really wiping the floor with Scott Waits, can produce the real top quality game that makes champions. Whether he can do it round upon round is another matter. And we know that Martin Adams can, has done, and he will have to play well to beat Ross Montgomery. But I do think that the Englishman will actually prevail here by 5-3.
Okay, 5-3 in favour of Martin Adams. That's 9-2. I'm not sure I gave you the betting before that. So Ross Montgomery is 6-4. Martin Adams 1-2 in that quarter final. On to the third of the quarters. Robbie Green against Jeff Smith. It's 1-2 for Robbie Green. Jeff Smith is 6-4. Robbie Green was mightily impressive in the last 16. He dispatched of Peter Sejuani 4-0, averaging 98 there. Jeff Smith had to battle his way past Gary Robson, beating him 4-3. So if Robbie Green turns up in the same kind of form, John, is he going to be hard to beat here?
Yes, a 98 average, I think, ought to see Robbie Green through against Jeff Smith. I mentioned about Jeff Smith's following. It continues. He's got a fantastic following across the pond. And one or two of his fans have been in touch with me via social media. And really, they're very, very impressed with Jeff Smith, and I was impressed with the way he dug his heels in and came through a very, very tough battle. But, you know, Robbie Green has got his sights set on this title, and I think that the extra quality that Green has in terms of scoring prowess, a 98 average, you know, whether you're in the BDO or PDC or any other, will win you more games than it will lose you. And I just feel that Jeff Smith has another notch to claim in order to be able to fully compete with Robbie Green if Green throws like that again. Of course, if he doesn't, then rest assured Jeff Smith will be ready to strike, because he certainly won't quit. It's going to be a tough encounter, this. I'll take Green to win it 5-3, but I know there'll be a lot of happy people in the States and in Canada, particularly, if Smith gets through. And, you know, it's 21 years since John Part came through on the blind side. All the attention was being turned towards a certain Bobby George back in 1994, and a young Canadian that nobody had heard of came through and became the first world champion of the new era, i.e. of the PDC and W and BDO era. Dennis Priestley had just won the very first PDC tournament, world championship, over at the Circus Tavern, and John Part, a few days later, took the BDO title. So wouldn't it be great for Canada and particularly North America if he were to follow in his footsteps 21 years later? But he's got a tough one. It's Robbie Green for me, 5-3.
Okay, Robbie Green, 5-3, 9-2 for that eventuality. And the final of the quarterfinals is Darrell Fitton against Glenn Durrant. Darrell Fitton overcame Alan Norris 4-3 in the last 16. It was a cracker of a game. Fitton averaging 94 and Norris averaging 95. Durrant made light work of Jamie Hughes in the end. He averaged 98 in beating him 4-1. And Jamie Hughes was quite well fancied for this. So a good performance there. And Fitton is 6-5. Durrant is 8-13. So how do you see this one going, John?
Yes, and if I can claim a little bit more success as well. I did suggest that Durrant would have just a bit too much for Jamie Hughes. I think Durrant has every chance of winning this tournament. He's got a great chance, but he's also, so the same can be said of Darrell Fitton, who surely must now take his opportunities in the quarterfinals, not for the first time. I think it's the third or fourth time he's reached this stage, and he's not always been able to go on. Good mate of mine, Darrell, I've known him since the 80s when we played in the same local league in the Manchester area, I personally would be absolutely delighted if he were to go on and become world champion. But being realistic, he is up against a very gritty, quietly confident performer. I think this one has the potential for going all 9 sets. So take my advice, do both players to win 5-4. But I do think in the end that Glenn Durrant will prevail. I think it's going to be Durrant in the semis.
Okay, well, 5-4 in favour of Fitton is 13-2 in favour of Durrant is 11-2, so you can Dutch your stakes there and still make a nice profit if it does go the distance. Before you go, John, let's just have a quick look at the outright betting. Robbie Green is 100-30 at the top of the market. Martin Adams 4-1. Scott Mitchell 9-2. Glenn Durrant is 5s. Daryl Fitton is 7-1. Jeff Smith 8s with Ross Montgomery and 25-1 for Brian Dawson. You went with Mitchell at the start, John, or the first time we spoke to you. Are you going to stick with that?
Oh, yes, I think Scott Mitchell's record this year or during 2014, it's hard getting used to the new year, isn't it? Speaks for itself. And in the same way that Gary Anderson had a quite remarkable 2014 in the PDC ranks, then I think Scott Mitchell accordingly has had the same kind of year in the BDO circuit, and I do believe that he will carry that forward to the title. But there's a little bit of value still there with Durrant. I think you said he was fives. Robbie Green, of course, who's already committed himself to the PDC once these championships are over. Not without a chance, but I've got to stick with Scott Mitchell.
Okay, Scott Mitchell and for John in the outright market. Thank you very much, John. Good luck with your picks today, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of the semis.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.